I'm not sure if you noticed, but I did. I haven't made any snide or sideways comments about the upcoming performance of the 420 Funk Mob in New Orleans. Did anyone notice that? Who's paying attention? It just hit me that things have changed in my life and I'm a better person. I am a better person now than I was 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. And I no longer am shackled or entangled or struggling with the idea of some of you might not like to hear this. Some of you might not understand what I'm about to say. But I think it needs to be said. I feel it's my duty, my obligation, as the primary employee of Jeffrey TV, a subsidiary of PFunk1.com, to say what I'm about to say about Funkadelic. Many of you hold on to the belief that there's no difference between Parliament, Funkadelic, George Clinton, Bootsy, and the etc. They want to lump it all into one big glorious funk glob of murky, funky, deep-rooted hellaciousness. But I ask you, where do the Brides of Funkenstein go in your equation? What side of the diagram does Parlette fall? Fred Wesley and the Horny Horns. Is it all funk? Is it all funk? How can it be? I ask you here and now. How could Mommy, once a Funkadelic, be funk? And Flashlight. How could these two songs, so dissimilar, each reaching for a different vibration and vibe, each making the listener go into different directions of energy and disposition? How? You tell me. Can they both be considered the same genre of music? That's all I'm asking you. Tell me. You tell me. How Mommy Wants a Funkadelic and Disco to Go can be lumped into the same musical category. They can't, I say. They cannot. But let me say this. Let me say this to you now before this goes too far. If that's okay. Just because these musics, and yes, I said musics, plural, come from two different directions, created by the same core group of people, emanating a different energy, a different vibe, even though they are dissimilar in so many ways, where one may be funk and one may not be. Or one may not be, or one may be. Either way, you can mix them up. I'm mixing them up here. You see me? See, I'm mixing them up. Just because one is funk, one may be funky, and one may be just gut bucket blues jazz, whatever the hell that is. I digress. Just because this may be the case, it does not mean good, bad, up, down, left, right, or anything indifferent. What I'm trying to say is, just because funkadelic does not sound like your flashlights or your aqua boogies or your knee deeps or your atomic dogs, check this out, or your cutie pie one way, or your brick or disco dance, or your holy ghost or your funk funk from Cameo. I even go deeper, even the Temptations standing on the top. Just because, I'm not going to go as far as to say Rick James. Though Rick James had some funk classics, undeniably so, I'm hard pressed to include him in this scenario. Much love to Buffalo. But I'm hoping you understand where I'm coming from when I state that I am in a better place now than I was 2 weeks ago. And that I'm looking forward to enjoying the musics of the 420 Funk Mob led by Michael Clip Payne and his friends and associates at the Rabbit Hole in New Orleans tomorrow night. Actually, the day after tomorrow, I believe, is when it's actually going to start, because there's no doubt in my mind they are scheduled to hit off. There's, I was doing so well. They're scheduled to kick it off at 11:55 p.m. And we all know it'll be the next day. So, if you really want to get deep into it, and I do, I will see the 420 Funk Mob and George Clinton in the P-Funk All-Stars, or Parliament Funkadelic featuring George Clinton, whichever way you want to identify this band of funky people, on the same day. same day. Again, I am not the person I was 2 weeks ago. I have grown. This growth started at the Funketeers Ball when the 420 Funk Mob headlined that event. It's a growth that I'm very proud of. I'm proud that I could almost accept Funkadelic. Be careful, Jeffrey. Be careful, Jeffrey. Billy Bass might be listening. Be careful. That I can accept Funkadelic for what it is. And yes, I am assuming greatly. I am taking great leaps and bounds and leaps of induction and production and assumptions that the 420 Funk Mob is going to be Funkadelic-y, heavy. I don't want to use the word dark and dark. Funkadelic. But the old me 2 weeks ago wouldn't have understood it, but I do now. There is something special in that music. Just because it's not up with a downstroke, just because it's not Mothership Connection, just because it is in the words of Oli Nero. Oli, we used to come. I digress. I will stay in the character. I will go back into character. In his words, pre-Mothership music. Mothership Connection changed it all. I digress. I'm not going down that road again today. That's not where I want to go. I want to stay in a Funkadelic frame of mind. You get the idea. Yeah, Jeff, but I'll stay as Funkadelic. Yeah, Jeff, but One Nation is Funkadelic. Wait, you just called out knee deep in the funk part, your so-called funk part, and that's Funkadelic. But I digress. I'm looking forward, very much so, to see Mr. Michael Clip Payne and his merry band of cohorts do what they do so masterfully. I can't wait. New Orleans, Louisiana. Nothing but the funk? Funketeer? Are these words we can use in the same sentence with 420 Funk Bomb? I digress. I do not want to go down this street today, ladies and gentlemen. I want us to hug and hold each other in one big giant Funkadelic group hug today as we anticipate the 420 Funk Mob.